This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 9 of Carnage Cast. This time we have for you the penultimate session of the Arkham Horror actual play recording. At this point, it's business as usual in Arkham. Monsters slain, gates sealed, and an increasingly displeased Great Old One. Let's listen in.
Our vision of Hypnos. Inside that old shop in my dreams, I found a book both fascinating and blasphemous. However, before I could read the critical passage from me, I awoke in a sweat. The clue appears at the curiosity shoppy.
Close.
Yeah. In the right neighborhood. Alright, button moves, it's time for upkeeping.
I wish I had something to keep up.
You're gonna kill that mummy, I'm assuming.
Yes, I am. I think I can take him.
And I only need to move 2 spaces.
So,
Well, if you don't kill
I can't believe Daisy, who never loses sanity, got the Necronomicon. That's so awesome.
That's a good combination.
And I'm kind of stuck with this thing.
Harrigan?
She's not going to be...
What?
Harrigan's moving?
Yeah. So you wanted $3?
So Ursula's going to be... Yes, please.
Is there any more upkeep to be done? I guess not.
Give me a
I've already
second.
Upkept.
Just go ahead and toss. Go ahead and toss your money in the pool thing. She's kind of stuck where she is. Oh, right, upkeep. Let's see if I lose this curse. Nope.
Oh no.
See if I lose my blessing. Nope.
I thought you got rid of the curse on a 6.
No, you get roll a die and discard on a 1.
Okay.
Discard on a 1.
My mistake.
So you know, can I go from
Charlie? If you can make it to South Church, you get blessed because this thing is.
Can I go
first
from
person to end in South Church?
Central Hill to Dunwich.
South Church. Gets
blessed. Where's the train station there?
Once he kills this, it's 1, 2. Once you kill that, it's 3, 4.
So you got to go from Central Hill to the bridge.
And both him and her are going to go before you. It might be worth going a little bit out of your way to get rid of that stupid curse. Or somebody else could go there and then, you know, buy a blessing for you.
How much do the blessings cost?
Just 5. Or a gate.
Well, it's not as if he's doing any fighting. I mean, sucks, but...
He's going to get some useful stuff, though.
Yeah.
Like, settle down, that was really
I guess
nice.
At this point, you probably really just ought to finish off your thing.
Yeah,
I
thought
you
just here's your $3. For charge. First of all.
Go ahead and toss it in the thing. I already got the 3.
Oh, when?
So Harrigan could
I put my
kill
two into
the mummy,
pool
and that would
took
free him
5,
up to go.
So you can just throw your...
Okay.
So if Harrigan kills the mummy,
it's a symbolic $3.
Yeah.
All he's going to do is kill the mummy.
If he kills the mummy.
I can kill the mummy.
All right.
So, Mark Harrigan kills everything.
It's true.
He's like Chuck Norris.
I have no will, so...
Without a beard.
I use mental fortitude to pass the horror check. And it has physical resistance and magical resistance, which means my flamethrower only gives +4, right? Because it's +7. So that gives me 10 dice to get rid of this guy.
Minus 2.
So,
8 dice. Need 3 successes?
Yep, I do not have any successes so far. 2 successes. I'll spend a clue token.
Yeah.
I'll spend another clue token. I'll spend another clue token.
You know, this is vaguely reminiscent of something, but I can't quite place it.
I'll spend another clue token.
Time and time
I will spend
again.
Another clue token.
From the trees.
Oh my god.
I'll spend another clue token. Yeah!
There it is.
I was... I'm relieved that the mummy
remains annoying, but at least is dead.
I feel slightly vindicated in the fact that no one can seem to get that last success.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not just you.
This guy has cost us more clue tokens than anything else.
The mummy sucks.
Who?
That mummy.
Yeah. Well, now he's gone.
Yes.
The mummy blows things out the ass. Okay.
Like, everything she needs to do involves a gate, but...
Where is Gloria?
She's up here at the glen.
Sooner or later, a gate must open in Dunwich.
Yeah, but I don't know where in that stack that's going to happen. I think I'm going to come back to town at least. Because I can ride since it's free. Something good could happen at the train station. 3, 4. Well, hello, Mr. Banks. You seem tall, dark, and federal.
Would That's anyone true. Mind keeping the curiosity shop open for Patrice? She's going last, but she could use some more clue tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like yourself.
There's not a whole lot up there yet. Kate. You can get.
No, I'm blocked off.
Where is Kate?
Library. She's at the library.
Where's she going?
I don't know. She's another person who needs to be in a gate to be useful right now.
Well, you could go to the graveyard.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that way is clear. Sure. I've moved the mummy.
I can miss your Cho-Cho.
Do you have to fight the Cho-Cho?
I think I can take it down with Cho-Cho. Ambush, yeah.
Yeah, I got to kill Cho-Cho. You.
I thought you didn't have to fight the monster if you were, you'd just when be you sucked
out,
through the gate.
You come back out.
Yeah.
Because the monsters are guarding,
the gate. So you can't go in and close it.
Right.
So well, you could sneak past it.
I got 4 dice to kill.
Easy.
Boom!
Nice.
Dead?
Yes.
Awesome.
He was carrying a lantern.
That's how you spotted him so Cho-Cho.
I no longer fear the Gru.
Welcome to Celiano.
Vaguely spicy here.
Here's your visitor's pass.
Ursula Downs.
Where are you going, Ursula? Oh, you got to kill some monsters.
I can sneak away from this thing, or I can kill it, but I've kind of committed myself to killing it, because a sneak is difficult to get past.
Yeah, and we really need the monsters to decrease in number.
So, fun up here, Will, minus one, so I've got two dice, four, five, or six. There's a five. I succeed, nightmarish one. It still costs me, unfortunately. And now a combat check. I need three successes. I've got two, four, so that's six. Minus one is five. Two successes.
So Mike can't move anymore, right?
Damn. Did someone have an ability to remove a Doom token at one point?
Nope. I don't.
Must be wishful thinking.
We were talking about Barnabas Marsh.
Oh, right.
Do you fail at a certain Doom level?
No, I just realized that I'm one away from failing my quest.
What do you need?
I need to have two gate trophies before that hits six. Before Narlathotep gets six Doom. We'll see what happens. Don't worry.
What's your failing result?
Oh, I can't spend coup tokens on sealing or closing gates.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that Kate?
Yep.
Well, it's not as bad. Kate doesn't really go into gates that much.
All right. Endurance. After making any combat check, exhaust to add one success to the roll. I have my two successes, and that makes it third. So this fucking thing is dead.
Yay.
All right. I need three clue tokens. ASAP.
You should go to the Unvisited Isle.
I will be going there next, but I can't right
now. Or with, right. If you will.
Charlie. Thanks, guys.
Does he have to be in the upkeep for that?
Upkeep.
All right.
Okay. All I have to do is not get kicked out into the street.
Well, Roland, then.
You going to go kill some stuff, or are you going to go on a vacation?
I need a weapon.
I can give you my carbine rifle.
Well, if you stay in
if you support me in the upcoming election.
I will totally support you. Move me to the newspaper.
Endorsed by the feds.
Yeah, I'm going to hold the rifle. Here, you hold the carbine rifle. I'll put my arm around you, and that's going
to
make the front page.
You have to exhaust. That's too bad.
No, in this era, that could be a mixed blessing.
I'm going to go shoot something. Now it is...
Daisy?
Daisy.
Where are you going, Daisy?
First, she's going to use the Necronomicon.
Okay.
I'm going to summon another Shantek out there.
I get the spell Cloud Memory. Okay, that's useless. It's you cast an exhaust to spend one stamina and then it gives somebody else one sanity, either me or another investigator in the same area. I don't think that's very useful.
It might be nice for saving Mark from the brink because he's pretty insane already. But
no, it has to be in the same area.
Oh, never mind.
So, yeah.
You'll never be in the same area as Mark.
Not so now, Daisy, armed with eldritch power, walks into the French Hill streets.
Whoa.
That'd be good.
Wait, how can you do that?
I'm going to kill these monsters.
By just saying that he does, although I don't know how it's going to go. Start with the weakest one first.
The rat thing.
Yep.
I'll discard Cloud Memory, which is not a useful spell.
Huh.
Good choice.
And I will attack the rat thing. I will need more dice.
I will require my murdering dice.
Okay, so I get to make a will check against the rat thing. Success. I get to make a fight check, which is 1 plus 4. That is 5 minus 1 is 4 again. Okay. The rat thing has been slain.
Good job.
Next, then, is...
How about the fast-moving monster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goat spawn.
It's pretty easy.
Three dice on the sanity on this guy.
Success.
And three dice on the fight as well, with needing two successes. So, maybe I can't kill all of these. Ooh, I should be rolling one extra die with my will checks. That's good. Okay, three dice.
Clue tokens are looking few and far between.
Still one at the roadhouse.
Yeah, that's true, but I can't get there this turn. I gotta go to
the... Oh, look at that.
Nice. I gotta go to the unvisited aisle.
Next! Is this thing. Three dice.
Ursula needs that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Needs what?
I need three clue tokens. Dice. So the unvisited aisle and then maybe Hibbs Roadhouse.
This enchanted blade's really helping me out.
Yeah, that's what they're good for.
No successes. May I borrow a clue token? From you.
You already have one.
I know, and I need two.
All
right. These two successes didn't roll any.
I'm running really low on clue tokens. Yeah!
Can I have another one?
Okay.
He needs one more success.
You want to spend all my clue tokens?
He kind of does, yeah. That's what that face is.
If this doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Buy me pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wake up in the hospital.
And now, last one.
Now, last one, you have no clue.
Oh, this guy's overwhelming one. So I lose a health anyway.
That's overwhelming is health.
Yeah, I lost a health.
Yeah, he did that.
I thought you
What was the other one? Terrifying?
Nightmarish.
Because I lost one.
This guy's tougher. But he's easier to make the will check on. And now, fight is... Okay, so I'm going to have to cast Shriveling on this guy. So that gives me six dice. Plus four from my sword is 10 dice. Plus one from a fight is 11 dice. Minus two is 9 dice. I need two dice.
A mighty rumble.
One?
Take a hit, buddy.
The hit puts me down to...
One hit point.
Zero hit dice, because he does four.
Oh, he does four.
I'll be using the Blue Watcher of the Pyramid to automatically succeed at a combat check. Bink. Very good.
There you go.
There we go.
Boy, that was terrible.
Daisy Walker, killer of...
Yeah, you really...
Daisy Walker, Arkham Ranger.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Okay, so if I move Patrice here, that costs a dollar.
I didn't want to dump the blue washer, but I didn't have to. But
no, he's just the horror is just there in case he comes out.
Okay, so if I walk around here, I'll be fine unless he comes up. All right, I'm gonna go here.
I'm a librarian with a glowing magic sword and a hand full of
one.
Tips.
That's very nice.
Two
monsters all around me. I'll be hacking them all up.
Two to get to the bridge. Three to get to the green.
Okay, so I have one more.
Yep.
Do I want to go to Dark's Carnival? Or do I want to go to Dunwich Village?
Wizard Hill gives money and spells.
Oh.
Whatley Farm gives spells and clue tokens.
Yeah, but she's only got one more step.
Ooh.
Dunwich Village.
That'll cost all your money if you want
to
use it.
I'm not going to. I'm just going to have an encounter.
All right. Okay. Good choice.
Gloria.
Now it's encounter time, yeah?
Yep.
Really? All right. What about
Mark Kerrigan? Was
Did Mr. you move all your guys?
I must have.
Yay.
Gloria got two
adventures. Yeah.
All right, Gloria, at the train station.
At the train station.
Right. Oh, because Mark's in the street.
Mark's in the street.
Yep.
Train station. You jump onto the train just as the cars begin to move. All aboard for Kingsport Station. To remain at this location, make a speed -1 check to leap off before the train gets up to speed. If you fail or do not wish to roll, move to the central hill streets in Kingsport.
What's the check?
Speed -1.
Okay. Because Gloria comes back from Dunwich and is like, I'm getting off the train. Clearly, I must get back on one.
You didn't get off it in time.
No, it goes Central Hill, right?
Central Hill, yeah.
Well, you have the bucks to come back.
Doop, doop.
Okay, well, right. That's Gloria.
Kate, where's Kate?
Last. She's in the great...
Okay. Ursula in the streets. Charlie, the streets. Newspaper.
Charlie. Oh, right, yeah.
Newspaper is also...
First. Don't kick me out of the streets.
Uh-oh.
Get out!
Growls the silly janitor, shaking a fist as he posts his head in the archive room. We're closed! As he moves up down the hallway, he shouts back over his shoulder, If I come back and you're still here! Guy has no respect for the mayor.
Don't you know how
I'm not the mayor yet.
Oh, yeah. Make a will minus one check.
Your platform.
Don't you know will I'm almost the mayor? One
check. If you succeed, 2 clue tokens. If you fail, the street. Yay!
Oh.
Here you go. This was actually
I'm the king of this town.
I am this
senator.
Yes, I am. That's too. He'll be saying.
Next day's headline: Orlando.
I'm in the newspaper.
A newspaper.
The mayor of Arkham does something. It's not a crime.
Mayor to Arkham to janitor. F you.
Editor Doyle Jeffries offers you a retainer in definitely return for your fascinating stories. Take a retainer card.
All right. No, I'm never gonna have my. This is great. The newspaper's now subsidizing my Fed expense account.
God, what a tangled web of conspiracy and kickbacks.
However, I can order the things in my upkeep the hour I like, in the order I like, so I'll get my dollar, and then I'll have my retainer.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
All right, Daisy gets no encounter. Patrice, where are you?
Patrice is in the
Dunwich Village. Which is right here.
Yes, and Tyler reads the card.
Oh, yeah, Tyler reads the card.
Walking through the town, you are unnerved by the number of hostile stares you receive. However, one young man comes up to you and whispers something in your ear before running off.
Ooh.
You need a clue token. And a phone number.
Does he have a flamethrower? No.
Oh, he's got a flamethrower. It's just white fire.
Aww.
If it burns that much, he should really actually end up going to the hospital.
Yeah, seriously. It burns.
Rub some ointment on
if
that.
If he's nicknamed it the flamethrower, he should definitely be going to St. Mary's.
Well, maybe ye old magic shop. All right, because he's been to the curiosity shop a little too long.
All right, so all right, now it's Mythos time.
Yeah, Mythos to course.
Mythos? What is it?
No. Kate,
sorry, we forgot you, Kate.
What color are you, Kate? You're blue or...
Blue and green.
Green.
That's pretty good.
Kate, soon as we find one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, there we go. I forgot. Great Hall. Uh-oh. Other dark tendrils grasp you. Pass a luck minus one check or be delayed.
I don't want to be delayed. I will spend my clue token and hope for the best. Nope, I'm delayed.
Hope you like Pop those tendrils.
Side.
Do you mind tipping her down while she's groped?
Unusual phenomenon sighted in Arkham. Alright, this is kind of useless. The gate opens the unvisited aisle. City of the Great Race.
Hoovering up Hunter's clue tokens.
Alright, where's the clue token appear?
Hibs.
So yeah, Hibs go there instead. And the bank.
One, two, curiosity three, shop. Four.
Monsters are Shan. Everyone's favorite. And a zombie.
I really have to take issue with this estimation of Shan as everybody's favorite.
Hey, he's not the servitor of the Outer Gods.
I was going to say, the servitor is clearly everyone's favorite.
You know, he's worse than at least half the mask monsters.
I don't disbelieve that.
So who wants to go through this gate?
Well, hang on just a second.
Oh, everybody loves the City of the Great Race.
There's shit going on now. Okay, movement is square and diamond on top, circle on bottom.
Diamond? Circle on bottom.
Square and diamond, white, circle black.
Oh, that's good. No...
Can I see the Kingsport book? Because I feel like these tokens should be face up, but I want to check first.
What are you talking about? Face up or face down? There's no difference.
Yeah, there is.
Well, there is a difference.
Yeah, there is.
What the hell is that?
It's a location. It's how you remove the tokens. You go to the location and have an encounter.
Ah.
It just never happens.
Well, I assume you flip them send over this, when this thing appears.
Send this Tyler word.
That's what I want to double check, because I feel like you should be able to do it beforehand. As preventive maintenance.
You have failed your quest, but we'll get to that afterwards.
Oh, fudge. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Okay, movement. Are there any squares? Yeah, there's at least one square. That dimensional shambler, he moves on white twice. So put him in Rivertown.
Cool.
That's a triangle, but what's under...
Oh, Shannon, look! Crescent.
He doesn't move. He doesn't move. Oh, I get two of these warlocks. Any other monsters? No. Oh, yeah, he doesn't move. And the undead, the skeleton up there is a crescent?
Yes.
Alright, that's all the movement.
Yeah, these guys are face up.
Okay, the first player gets to close a rift. Oh, wait a minute, no. Sorry, the first player must choose one inactive rift, if there are any. That rift's track immediately fills up and the rift opens.
These rift tokens are supposed to be face up.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I suggest we fill the one that's almost full.
Yep.
Sure.
So fill that up there, Tyler.
Fill that mother up.
And look up how rifts work, because how?
I believe it goes, the rift opens where the gate opened.
But that's what I think.
But you should check.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Now we have now.
Place at the gate location shown on the Mythos card that was resolved this phase.
Hand me the
even if there's an Elder Sign.
And it moves on Crescent.
Does it spit out a monster right away?
They activate during the Mythos phase, starting on the turn after they open.
Right, because there's already two monsters that just came out.
Okay, good.
Oh, so wait, this gets switched out?
No, you get the gate and the rift.
Yes. Gate and the rift, oh joy.
Because the rift will start wandering.
Yeah.
Whenever we get Crescents.
Yep.
Great.
And black means it moves along the black arrows.
Yeah.
All right. And our vision of Hypnos. Last night's vision was terrible. I was in the asylum, and I could only babble nonsense when I tried to speak. The doctors just shook their head sadly and shut me away for good. Clue at the asylum.
Not bad.
Hmm. And I believe that's it. It's upkeep.
All right. Six. Three. Curse is not going away. Mm-mm. However, I cash in my $15.
All right, yeah, they actually dump that.
If Charlie's at the newspaper, he may spend $15 to place Kane for Arkham in play.
Cool. Wow.
There goes.
Read the back of that, and then read the Kane for Arkham. All
right.
I hope they have absentee voter registration.
Kate in the city is a great race.
Charlie Kane. It's been a nightmare. He'd seen it before, faced it, and lived to tell the tale, but he didn't have to like it. The awful slumbering of a dead god is one thing, but this, on top of it all? Please, Bonnie, say it ain't so. Didn't we just do this? Bonnie left his coffee and walked off with a shrug. Another election, now of all the times. All right, after spending $15, I get Kane for Arkham. Congratulations, sir, I knew you'd win. Thanks, Bonnie. Charlie sipped his coffee and looked out the window. Time to get back to the real work. Charlie gains a retainer, which I did not read before.
Hmm, nice.
Charlie's settle down ability only costs one clue token to use for the rest of the game.
Yay! Hmm.
So only take you 8 rounds to get that $15 back.
Oh, it's an upkeep. Gain $2, then roll a die.
You don't have to roll the die the first time.
Oh, score.
Is it upkeep time?
Yes.
I'm upkept.
All right.
I need an upkeep.
Kate failed her thing last turn. I should read that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you should.
Yep. All right. Resonance. If she could find a way to increase the resonance of her flux stabilizer, Kate was certain that her device would begin to heal the damage being caused by the gates. But in order to do so, she'd need samples of matter brought back from beyond several of the gates. This is no good. I don't understand it. The theory is sound, but nothing's working. Kate can no longer spend clue tokens to add to skill checks made to close or seal gates.
Oh, that's not that bad at all.
No, it is now time to become a monster murderer.
You just can't, I mean, you can still seal gates, close gates, all that shit. You just can't add skill cones to the skill check.
That's true.
What happens if you succeed?
It doesn't say. It just says I can't spend two.
No. What happens if you succeed in your quest?
The gate limit would go up by one.
Oh, nice.
Gate limit's 5. We've only got 2 right now. No, 3. We're doing pretty good on the gate limit. So, your quest does not heavily impact us.
What's that?
Is Dursley now the only person with an unresolved quest? And
that's
Mark?
Going to be the moving
Mark
portal.
Mark needs a portal to Rillier.
And Ursula Downs needs clue tokens.
What's Mark's fail?
Who's now
Oh, he can't go in the graveyard without losing a sanity. It's not too bad.
And you fail
if you go insane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's movement time.
And I just want to point out, this makes one pass around the table. This has been 8 turns. Will be the 8th turn.
All right. We're doing very well. We only need 2 more sealed gates to win. We're at 4 sealed gates.
Wow.
Nice.
I have not been tracking that.
I just counted up. You need to start snaffling up clues.
I need to get... Gloria needs to get in gate.
Actually...
I will. My plan
Gloria
for...
needs to
whose
start...
Whose turn is it to move?
It's Gloria's. Gloria, you should start doing the rift token. You're already up there.
Yeah.
All right. It's just, she's got so many clue tokens.
Well, maybe you should head for a gate then. It's up to you.
I would like to go into a gate, because that's her forte.
Okay.
And I think at this point...
I will send. I can send Roland up
and
there, although he has
you can get to this.
Too.
Yeah, but there's monsters under it.
Yeah, that's not so good.
I can't get to the Great Hall very easily.
You want to get to the plateau one here that's got a warlock there pretty easy.
Oh, that's a long walk.
Yep. On a plus side, we're not going to be getting any more terror threats
terror
so long as
so
I have a clue token.
I've got 4 speed.
Daisy has no clues, so I'm going to just murder monsters.
Right, I forgot my thing.
So 4 speed would get me to 1 to the train station, 2, 3, 4,
I think you should go 1, 2, 3, and then pop into one of these for an encounter.
Yeah. I was just thinking, though, if I could implant suggestion and move the shambler away.
I'm going to kill the shambler.
Okay.
Because I have no clue tokens, so there's no point in going in a gate, and I am a murdering psychopath.
So Gloria is going to, now that she's realized she's in the wrong town, go back to Arkham. 1, 2, 3 into the merchant district. 4 to the docks, because I never go there.
And also, that's probably going to give you a good encounter. Because it's a,
Fingers crossed.
Okay, so now Kate stands up, and it's Hunter's turn.
Why do I smell like cilantro?
At the speed of how well we're going, we could probably play 2 games.
Let's see what happens. It's too easy to have victory snatched away.
It is.
Yeah.
Or grinded out after 3 more hours.
Yeah, so I think the best thing to do would be to give up on Mark's thing and just have him, go through one of these gates.
See, we can seal it with the Elder Sign.
With the Elder Sign. Because if we only need 2 more to seal...
Because, you know, even if Mark's thing comes up, even for the next one, you don't need the Elder Sign to close to get the gate token.
Oh, right. I can just close it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What I think you really need to do is have Patrice start hoovering up clue tokens.
Oh, she's going to.
Leave enough for Ursula, obviously, to finish hers.
Yeah, but she's going to be in Dunwich.
Is Patrice already in Dunwich? Oh, nice. Yeah. All right, so just go grab all 3 of those.
Yeah, that's what she's going to do. And, yeah, I'll leave plenty for Ursula and Arkham.
Yeah.
If I need more, I'll just
What's your speed, Ursula?
My speed right now is 4.
Where are you going?
I can't get any clue tokens.
I was going to go right to Hibbs Roadhouse, but I can't.
You can't get all the way there.
So...
Oh, and you go before me.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Because I can kill... I'm going to kill the Shambler if it's still there when it's my turn.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Let's see.
You can go hang out in the Unnameable. Some of the encounters there will be clue tokens.
Oh, that's true.
And no gates will appear.
Unfortunately, Lure Monster would have been really good to use.
Oh, really? If you can, if you want to come up, I'll... Oh, no, wait. Patrice is up there. I should have given you that before.
The what?
Lure Monster.
Oh, he's got Lure Monster?
Yeah.
Yeah, he already has it.
Oh, you have it, too.
I have it as well.
Oh, I thought you needed it.
Well, you can cast it on upkeep. My plan would be if I could pull the Dimensional Shambler down to me and then sneak away from it, but I don't have... I can't switch out my sneak and my speed at this point. So I'm kind of stuck. I might as well just go 1, 2, 3, 4 to downtown.
Okay.
And then hopefully the Dimensional Shambler won't move on black.
I'm going to kill it on my turn.
Okay. And
Charlie.
Mayor Charlie.
Mayor Kane. Mayor Kane.
Where are you going, Mayor Kane?
All right. Mayor Charles Candy Kane.
Maybe that's what Bonnie calls him. Anyway. All right.
Give me that peppermint stick, Charlie.
Let's see. I've got a move of 4. I might as well move. 1, 2.
Yeah. Central Hill.
3.
Well, you want to pick somebody that you will need to have an encounter at. If you can.
That you don't have an encounter?
No, it needs one for that.
This is last house on the left? It is.
Okay. Sometimes they're hard to figure out.
Yeah.
The pure
little character. It's a 4.
Seventh house on the left.
Yeah, that one. So, there we go.
Okay. All right.
Where's Roland moving?
Well, that's a good question.
I can fight
monsters now, but I wonder... He should really go through a gate. He has a lot of clue tokens. I mean, how's it?
Well, if he can fight monsters and go through a gate, then that one looks good.
Though.
Can you sneak?
Yeah, I can. Might be able to kill Shan. Oh, I can use the carbine once. But the zombie's a wuss.
You can beat the zombie to death with your fists. Or the butt of the rifle.
I only have 2 dice.
No one went to the Plateau of Ling?
No.
I can go there.
No, I was going to go there, but I'm not going to now.
Okay, well, if you want me to go through that gate and seal it with an Elder Sign, I can do that.
Yeah, you should. This
guy has magical immunity, so he's perfect for me.
Okay.
Do you get to keep them, or do you get a thing? Yes, gain 2 clue tokens.
Yes.
I should have killed that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that.
It's a big game. It's easy to lose track of things.
Yeah, that would have been really good to do, though. Should have just moved down that one space and killed him.
Shit. There we go. Okay. Shan, then. I have 1 plus 5, 6 dice to kill Shan. These are 5 dice. And Shan is dead.
Yay! Nice. And you were so worried.
Yeah, right.
I just spent 2 clue tokens. And now for the zombie.
How many do you have?
Arg. I'll spend it.
Aww.
I'll take the sanity loss. And now I will beat it to death with my bare hands.
Which you do. Double sixes.
Okay, good. So, Roland.
Alright, and where is...
Daisy.
Daisy's going to kill, what is it?
A conventional shambler.
Cute.
Not easy to do.
You passed the horror check?
Yes, I did. Now my fight is 5, minus 2 is 3. I'll cast Shriveling.
Oh wait, I moved through your square.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did.
Oh.
Because I went 1, 2, 3, 4.
I almost never need that, but I might get a spell. Actually, why don't you keep it for using with Lure Monster?
No, okay.
Because, I mean, I take one less sanity damage from spells.
Yeah. All right.
Both my spells cost 1 sanity.
Yeah, that works.
So I cast the Shriveling, so now I have 3 dice plus 6 dice is 9 dice. This is 5 dice.
It's dead.
And now with my other 3 movement, I'm going to use my Necronomicon.
Wait, you can do that even though you had a fight with a monster?
It's just during the movement phase, spend 2 movement points. Yeah. I should have done it first. I don't think it matters.
No, probably not.
Because you didn't use the spell in the fight, that's fine.
Bind monster. Yeah. Okay, good. Lovely. Done.
All right, Patrice.
Go grab some clues.
It's 4.
Don't start ill, Patrice.
You can move anywhere you want to.
Yeah.
Gardner's Place gives stamina and clues.
But Wizard's Hill is so much more interesting.
It's true.
Okay.
And you may need the stamina.
And Mark is going into the Plateau of Lang.
Well, setting a warlock on fire.
Set the warlock on fire.
Okay.
Hey, Lolly.
So, Warlock, yeah, I have 0 will, so I have to spend my mental fortitude.
That's terrible.
I can only fight one monster at a time, but I'm guaranteed never to go crazy.
That's really the best skill Mark could possibly have.
Yeah, it really helps, because his weakness is he's really insane. He can go insane so easily.
Well, there's a number of people who have 3 and 7.
What's that? Yeah, that's true.
Roland's down to 1 sanity. And he's going to another world.
He is? Oh, jeez.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's really rough.
He'll be fine.
I've got 5 clue tokens, so if I need to, I can be okay.
So.
Plus, you've got some spares.
His
actually, this
immunity.
Is good. I can lure. Minus I can lure 3. The warlock over to Hibbs Roadhouse and kill him there.
I have 10 dice.
He gives you what? 2 clue tokens?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's dead.
That's exactly what I'll do then.
All right, give me the warlock. You don't get to keep him.
Oh.
And here's the clue tokens he gives you. Okay, next then is encounters.
Yep.
Gloria, where are you?
I forget. The docks.
The docks.
With the green card for
green
Hunter.
Green card for Hunter.
River docks. As the walking dead unload cargo from a ship with no name, you notice a box of booty forgotten under the gangplank. Make a luck minus 1 check. If you succeed, draw 1 common item. If its value is $2 or less, draw an additional common item.
I like it when my booty has
luck
a
minus
big
1.
Box.
I like it when my booty's worth more than $2.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll just get another one.
Fail.
Yep.
Okay.
Profab.
Next is Kate in another world. Ursula's in the street. Charlie is
in the house on the left.
Yes. 7th house on the left.
So what is it? Once all 4 encounters have been done, that thing goes away?
Yep. Strolling along the lane, you run into Gladys Pickman out weeding your garden. She takes a liking to you.
I know she does.
Oh, Mr. Kane, I
want to pet my zoog.
I voted for you, sir.
You don't even live in Arkham. Good job.
And the two of you spend several hours discussing the latest neighborhood gossip. You are delayed.
It's not terrible, I guess.
No, but it's not great.
Nope.
I think that means you got laid.
Yes.
You are delayed.
I got delayed.
Okay.
Well, what will Bonnie say? Next is Rolando. No, after Orlando is Daisy Nothing. Okay, Patrice.
Patrice.
Wizard's Hill.
This one.
Oh.
Yes. You see an interesting object perched precariously on the edge of a steep incline. You may pass a luck minus 1 check to grab it without falling. Draw 1 unique item. If you attempt and fail, draw an injury card.
Ooh.
Do I have to attempt?
You may. It's an optional.
I will not.
Oh.
I don't want to injure the card.
Don't blame you.
Yeah.
You kind of suck.
Just out of curiosity, what do you have gotten if you'd rolled?
All right. How many? Wait, what was it? Luck minus one. So my luck is 3. I would have passed.
Okay. Next after
I guess we'll find out what
Mark.
It is.
Where is Mark?
Mark is...
Oh, you killed the guy, so now you're at the Plateau of Light.
Nice.
Okay. Can I get an encounter?
Not yet. Okay. You will. Great Hall of Celiano for Kate. Great Hall is...
No, it's Glory. Yeah.
Glory.
Yes.
Oh.
No, Glory is not in another world.
The Great Hall is blue and green. Hunter, you read the title, right?
Yep.
Tell me a story.
Great Hall of Celiano? It's a really short story. Placing your hand on the ancient cave painting, you have a vision. Gain 1 clue token.
Okay.
Nice.
Then they lived happily ever after.
Oh.
So who else is in another
Who's the next person?
Roland.
Me, Roland. Roland needs...
Mm.
Oh. Blue, green or yellow?
Green or yellow?
Yes. Dangerous fellow.
What place are you in?
The city of the Great Race.
Okay, you get other. You stare into the face of madness. Roll 1 die for each point of sanity you have. Lose 1 sanity for each die that does not roll a success. Holy if you do not go insane, gain 1 clue token for each die that rolled a success.
And then I woke up in Arkham. The end.
Yay!
Ugh.
You only spent 3 clue tokens?
2, and I get 1 back.
Oh, yeah. That's not so bad.
No, not
at least
terrible.
You're not
I can't
insane.
Seal now, but I can with your help.
True.
Yeah, so are you... Which side of the divide are you?
I'm right there. Okay, and then after that is Mark. Where is Mark?
Plateau of Leng, red or green?
Christmas time.
I read.
No.
I read to Hunter.
Tyler reads.
All right, you need...
red and green.
Don't be taking away my reading time.
Yeah, it's like the
funnest
part of the game.
This is why you can't have reading time, Tyler.
I didn't drop it. I got it.
He fumbled.
3 or 4 times, but I got it. The campfire talk of the strange traders with their onyx wagons proves enlightening and profitable. Either draw a unique item or take 2 clue tokens.
Take the clue tokens.
Yeah.
Now you and I both have 4. With Patrice's help, we can definitely seal.
Well, I have an elder sign.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then maybe you should take the unique item. Nah, clue tokens are better.
Sufficiently scary.
You don't need a unique item. We only need to seal 2 gates.
Yeah, you're right. This is way better.
Okay, so that's the end. So it's the mythos phase, huh?
Mythos phase.
Terrible things.
Yep.
Pizza and Monster chicken wings. Search.
Strange visions cease.
Good.
Okay, the gate is at Independence Square.
Finally.
It leads to the Great Hall of Celiano.
That place never opens.
Shit.
It has our friends... A Yithian?
Everyone's trying to stop Ursula Downs from getting
and
his
cookies. A Cho-Cho!
Cho-Cho?
Jiminy Cho-Cho.
This is an Independence Square. Actually, give yourself the Cho-Cho because he moves out into the streets.
Okay, now they're stopping you.
I'm going to punt this little fucker right over the top of Arkham Asylum.
They're so easy to kill.
Seriously, like running start, right. Punt
movement
his ass
is crescent and plus, but there's not much. It's just that skeleton. He moves on white. Boop. And he did move.
He did.
So it's crescent white plus black.
Wait, what?
Crescent white cross black.
Oh, cross.
Crescent white.
So one of those things has to be it.
Crescent.
This one.
Really?
Oh, and since crescent is one of the symbols, right?
Yeah, crescent
so
white. Only on
yes.
Crescent white.
But it's crescent white. Does it move anyway?
Yes,
moves
because
on white, right?
the color of the crescent
okay,
means
just
the
level.
It goes.
Yes, okay.
So it's
good.
Going on black. So it moves 1.
No, it only moves 1.
Commercial
street.
And it poops a monster.
One monster.
Although maybe 2 of these other players. I'm gonna check.
I think only 1.
But you don't get sucked through it. It just spits out monsters.
Oh, drawing Mythos card indicates the moves like a the rift first moves like a normal black bordered monster along the indicated arrow, and then a monster is drawn and placed within a rift's new location. And then, if a rift moves along an arrow of the same color as its dimensional symbol, a doom token is added.
It does not.
It did not.
It's a black crescent.
Yes.
So thank God for that.
It's a white crescent, not a black crescent.
Yep. So we're fine.
Its dimensional symbol is black.
It does spit out a monster.
So it spits out a flying
pollen.
It
does not give us a doom.
Okay. I like how they wrap it up with clearly open rifts represent a great danger.
The clue opens in the Silver Twilight Lodge. There is no clue. Okay. The first...
Nightmarish and overwhelming.
The first
yeah.
player chooses one rift token on the rift track. If that rift is active, turn the token face down. Otherwise, return it to the bank.
What?
So, you can start closing one of the active rifts.
Mm-hmm. There's two congregational hospitals, so I'm going to remove one of those.
Okay.
Unless it makes more sense to just...
It's turn it face down.
Ah, face down.
If the rift is active.
Right.
Dumb.
Actually, does it make sense to leave two of one location in place? Because that way the player doesn't have
to
move at all.
Just sit there. Yeah, I think so.
All right, so I'm actually going to do...
Yeah, I can take the... Oh, shit, I can't move this turn, though.
All right, I'm going to turn over St. Erasmus's home.
Actually, this is a house on the left, so I'll be getting rid of this one.
Is it? I thought it was rope and anchor.
No, it's not. That's a rope and anchor.
Yeah, I wish those things were clear as to what was going on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so now that was the mythos phase. So we have our visions of Hypnos.
Did we add a doom?
Oh, no. And actually, technically, this occurs during the upkeep phase. But it's the upkeep phase now.
Okay.
All right. Come on.
In the dream.
Get rid of the damn curse. Nope. Come on, keep your blessing. Yep.
Oh, I get to roll on my retainer now.
Oh, yeah, my retainer.
Don't want to use my dirty die. Oh, you get to keep it, yeah. Okay, in the...
Nice.
In the dream, I was paralyzed, but they mistook me for dead. They placed me in a morgue locker and notified the crematorium. The clue appears at St. Mary's.
Who wrote these? Edgar Allan Poe?
Pretty much. Well, they're visions, man. They're not... This is Lovecraft. They're not good visions.
I know.
But they give extra clues.
It's very Poe-like. He was horrified being buried
alive. Yeah, it is great.
Okay, so now it is...
Everybody be kind of terrified?
Well, everybody should be slightly worried.
He dwelled on it, though.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing to dwell on.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.
You get five cards. Don't sort them. You can look at them. Don't change the order.